Proclamation number 8217 of 17th of July, 1962. God's power of love must become active. I will always be with those who want to serve me in all sincerity, out of love for me and their neighbor, and who therefore also want to live in truth in order to be able to render this service to me, to pass on my word as bearers of truth which guarantees pure truth. Hence they can count on my support at all times. I want to bless them earthly and spiritually and protect them from all attacks by my adversary. Yet time and again he will take action against them and try to undermine the pure truth, and he will find access to people and present them with great error which, however, will not be recognized because the same strong desire for truth does not prevail everywhere, but this is a prerequisite in order to move within the pure truth. And this very battle of darkness against light is constantly waged, for as long as the adversary still has a right to people's souls because they have not yet completely handed themselves over to me, he will leave no stone unturned to extinguish the light from above and direct blinding lights in its place which will not fail to have an effect either. But the human being's own free will determines the strength with which the light from above shines and penetrates the heart. For he must desire light himself, then it will also shine for him. The original spirits which once fell away from me chose darkness of their own free will, for they gave up all light, they resisted the influx of my divine light of love. And thus their spirit was darkened, they lost all realization. They stiffened and became incapable of any activity. They lost all mobility and completely hardened in their spiritual substance. They were once emanated strength of love by me which was capable of all accomplishments. And now became impotent, dead beings which, completely hardened, became incapable of all activity in which I therefore reshaped into creations of all kinds. So that the strength now became effective in my will and the frozen spiritual substance slowly came to life again. For only activity is life and activity requires strength, and it is impossible to think of life without the supply of strength. Time and again I explain this to you in order to open up your understanding for the fact that the beings once emanated by me in my love were, at the bottom of the ground, precisely the strength of love which was now to become active in my will, which had to become effective if the law of divine order was to be fulfilled. Thus the everlasting influx of my strength of love enabled all my living creations to constantly work and create, because they were created in my image, which carried the same creative spirit and will within themselves and also found happiness in creative activity. It was precisely the abundance of strength of love which constantly flowed through them which made them become arrogant and awakened the idea in them that they had this great strength at their disposal by themselves, that they did not need a source of strength but drew strength and light from themselves and were therefore completely independent of me. And thus they willingly detached themselves from me and rejected every further supply of my divine strength of love. They voluntarily severed their bond with me and strove away from me towards darkness, because they gave up the light and strength themselves and were now darkened in spirit, i.e., they lost all realization of their origin and their relationship with me and also lost all abilities they had previously possessed when they were intimately united with me through the constant irradiation of love on my part. Yet all these original spirits once stood in brightest light, they recognized me even though I was not visible to them. And thus their fall into the abyss was not the result of a lack of light or strength but an act of spiritual arrogance which my adversary transferred to them when he became an open adversary to me, when he himself deceived the beings into believing that he was their creator and father and that no higher being existed apart from him. The beings, however, still had so much light left that they could have recognized Lucifer's lies and spirit. But they, too, wanted to be free and independent of me, and therefore they followed him into the abyss and fell into ever deeper darkness. Yet it was their free will, and I did not prevent them from falling away from me. But my love was nevertheless directed towards them and looked for a path by which they should find their way back to me again. But in order to do so, they first had to surrender to the power of their Lord, my now adversary, because they were unable to defend themselves against him. And therefore I let the creation come into being, which was to bring about the process of the return of the spirit, where, in which, I helped the deeply sunk up again to the height where, and, the adversary would no longer have any power over this spiritual. But once this fallen spiritual being, which is now on the path of return, had to freely decide again for me or for him. And for this it had to have free will again, and also a little helper, the divine spirit spark. And this I added to it at the beginning of the embodiment in the human being, which now tries to influence the spiritual apostate being, the soul, to travel the earthly path in my will in order to once make the right decision. And this is the meaning and purpose of earthly life as a human being, that the return to me is accomplished in free will, that the human being is willing to accept my illumination of love, that he opens himself and thus accepts light and strength again and thus accomplishes his last transformation, that he completely shapes himself into love and then has accepted his original nature again, that he has become a spirit of light again, as which I have placed him in infinity, and can now create and shape in strength and light again, and thus will also work next to me in my will, which is also his will, because he has completely given himself to me and united with me for eternity. Amen.